the sidewalks, I think it's representative of a lot of things that need fixing in our area, and certainly the funding should be made available. And also I would like to add a little bit of my thought towards it, and that would be to reserve a little bit of money for insurance for the workers. We find that sidewalk maintenance, specifically areas that are under the control of Rosemary Boswick and Steve Taylor, do incur a lot of interest from sidewalk superintendents. So I just like to say, if there's any extra money available, maybe give these guys a little extra support, because they are doing a good job for the city, and we support that. And also the trees, too, the tree people. I just want to put in a plug for those nice people that water the trees during hot August nights. Anyway, so we, generally speaking, support all that work. And also, thank you for doing such a great job, City Council Mayor Potter, and Commissioner Saltzman, and Sam Adams, and, of course, Randy Leonard, and Eric Sten, who isn't here. We really appreciate your work during this time that's so politically volatile. Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica.
Please call a vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. If you turn to item 1007, we've heard the testimony. Please call a vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. The third emergency ordinance is item 1013.
1013, authorize a 5-year contract with Quest Enterprise America, Inc. for public safety telecommunications related equipment, services, and maintenance with an option for a 5-year renewal.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Gray, the manager of communications for the Bureau of Technology Services. You have before you an ordinance to authorize a contract with Quest for public safety telecommunications equipment and maintenance. This contract is the result of 18 months of negotiation to consolidate multiple contracts for services to support the 911 center and the services they provide. Currently, the services that are covered under this contract are being provided on a time and materials basis, which has greatly increased not only the cost, but it's increased the difficulty in accomplishing some key strategic initiatives in order to maintain and implement new projects.
Anything further? Yep. Anybody have any questions? Is there anyone
signing? Do you want to say anything? Could you identify yourself, sir? Could you identify yourself so we all know who you are?
I'm Maureen Kinselgroves. I am the project manager on this contract, and I am also a project manager for BOEC and for the Bureau of Technology Services. So.
From Quest?
I'm from the City of Portland.
From the city.
Further questions?
I think it's appropriate for me at this point to be able to talk about some of the issues related to this contract that we've been trying to deal with at 911, and Maureen was invaluable in helping us address an issue that I need to publicly acknowledge her for, that in my view will end up saving lives. And as most of the council knows, we've had a struggle in the last few years with how to deal with calls on hold at 911. And I put an enormous amount of pressure on the center to figure that out. That culminated in a meeting that Maureen was involved with and officials at 911. And Maureen was instrumental in us implementing a new technology that will happen right after Labor Day that will essentially allow us to put calls back on hold that are non-emergency that were unable to be put on hold prior to our discussion. So I want to thank you very much for your help. I was being told that it couldn't be done until I had the meeting with you present, and then magically within a week it was done. And so I am really convinced it's going to ultimately cause somebody to have the phone answered that would otherwise be left on hold that is trapped in a house that is on fire, or somebody is kicking a door in with a gun. And that was, I really appreciated your help, and ability to get this done. So thank you. And I'm happy to support this contract.
Good work. Good work. Do we have a sign-up sheet for testimony?
I did not have a sign-up sheet for this one.
Okay. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Thank you. Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. I have an excused absence. I'm turning over the gavel to the president of the council.
Thank you, Mayor. We're on item 1008.
Authorize a contract with Portland Habilitation Center, Inc. for janitorial services in 18 community centers for the Bureau of Parks and Recreation for a contractual amount of $566,903.
Mr. Baer.
Good afternoon, members of City Council. Jeff Baer with the Bureau of Purchases. And before you, is a request to execute a contract with Portland Habilitation Center for janitorial services to provide these for 18 different community centers for the Portland Parks and Recreation. And under Oregon law, we are required to contract with a state-certified qualified rehabilitation facility in order to provide the janitorial services for our facilities. And we sought out a proposal from PHC, of which the amount is noted there. They are in full compliance with our EEO program, business license, and our equal benefit requirements. They're in full compliance with that as well. And if there's any questions, glad to answer them.
Any questions for Mr. Baer? Did these items get voted on today or moved to second reading, the purchasing reports?
They get voted on today.
We voted on.
Okay. So if there are no questions from council, Sue, please call the roll.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Item number 1009.
Authorize a 5-year price agreement with Pierce Manufacturing, Inc. to furnish 7 triple combination pumpers for the Portland Fire and Rescue with an estimated 1-year contractual amount of $3,691,401.
Mr. Baer.
Thank you. Members of City Council, Jeff Baer, City of Portland, Bureau of Purchases. And this is a request to execute a 5-year agreement with Pierce Manufacturing for to purchase these triple combination pumpers for the Portland Fire and Rescue operation. And one of the benefits of this having a multi-year agreement is that we also open this up to other public agencies around the state of Oregon, so others outside of the Portland area can actually utilize our contract and purchase the product, the machine at the same price that we're actually buying for, so they get to take the advantage of our buying power in order to purchase these. And I'll be glad to answer any questions you might have related to that.
Any questions from council? Anyone that would like to testify on this issue? Sue, please call the roll.
Adams.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Item 1010.
Authorize a contract with Fitz Enterprises, DBA Star Oil Co., to furnish biodiesel and ultra-low sulfur diesel motor fuels for City Fleet Services with a 5-year contractual value not to exceed $9 million.
Commissioner, do you have introductory remarks?
Well, I was going to either say it when I voted or now, but today is the day that the retail outlets in Portland are required to have biodiesel coming out of their nozzles into people's cars. July 1st, the ordinance went into effect, but so wholesalers couldn't sell anything but biodiesel on July 1st. But today is the first day that you can count on if you drive a diesel-powered vehicle pulling up into any pump in Portland and having it be a mixture of B5. This contract, while not directly related to that, is related in that it's a part of the city's broader effort that we've undertaken with the Office of Sustainability, the Water Bureau, the Bureau of Development Services, and others to incent regional production of the feedstock that will be the basis for the biodiesel we use. This contract essentially is us purchasing our biodiesel from an Oregon farmer and being processed by the only Oregon-based biodiesel manufacturer in Oregon. And I'm just exceedingly proud that we've got to this point where we've established relationships really on both sides of the Cascades that are business relationships that are good for not just Portlanders, but really our entire, and more than just Oregonians, our entire region, including Eastern Washington farmers and farmers in Idaho and Northern California that produce the crop that we'll end up buying that will meet this ever-increasing demand of biodiesel that Portland is going to become known for. And Jeff's been invaluable in helping us put this together, and if I haven't said before, I appreciate your creative work in getting this done, because this was not an easy contract, and I know that, and I want to acknowledge your excellent work in getting it done.
Anything you'd like to add?
I just would like to add, this is just a culmination of the ordinance that you heard back on July 25th, and this is just a wrap-up to kind of say here's what we concluded the process, and we're awarding the contract to Star Oil Co. And I just attended a national conference back east, and this is actually getting quite a bit of recognition nationally about how we were able to come up with the criteria of which we could use to look at the environmental impact of actually delivery of the product, the base feedstock, to the actual refinery. So it's actually getting a lot of recognition.
Excellent.
Questions from council?
And I want to make sure that I recognized Commissioner Saltzman's Office of Sustainable Development, as I try to do every time, because they've been equally invaluable. I just don't think we'd have got this done without their great help, and they continue to be a can-do bureau that we just really appreciate working with, and we work with them a lot.
Is there anyone that would like to testify on this issue?
I didn't have anyone sign up.
Go ahead and call the vote.
Just go ahead.
Okay, good. Good. I'm still Veronica. Still
You're
here.
Still Veronica.
So crazy after all these years. No, I'm just kidding.
Welcome,
that was
Veronica.
A joke. Okay, good. Biodiesel. Just to refresh my memory correctly, biodiesel comes from fruits and other things.
Could you explain
for the audience what that means? Because the clarification needs to be made just so we're current on that.
It comes from a variety of sources. It can come from animal fat. It comes from, but most primarily what we're focusing on in this contract is canola, the plant canola.
Oh, canola.
Or
okay.
Soybean is another
derivative,
source.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to know that. I wondered, okay, I have smelled some fruity, this sounds awful. Fruity smelling cars. Wait a minute. Okay, just bear with me for a second. I have smelled some cars that are off-gassing something that smells like fruit. Okay, a little fruity, as in like like apricots or something like that. It smells a little bit like that. I'm wondering, in the hot weather, is there an advantage to biodiesel? Do you have more octane if you compare it to, say, high-octane, low-octane, low-leaded? Where does it fit on that scale in terms of compression with the car, in terms of pickup on the freeway? Are you meeting the gap or bridging the gap in terms of power? Do you get more power?
Those are great questions. Actually, biodiesel is...
We need to tie up here.
Is biodiesel actually has the same amount of BTUs per gallon, roughly, as a gallon of petroleum diesel. So as far as just the user's point of view, it has the same power, the same miles per gallon. And the smell you're smelling probably is, if you think about it, is more like French fries. That's what most people think when they smell a car that burns biodiesel.
Oh,
reminds them of is a restaurant smell and generally fried food, and mostly what I hear and what I think when I smell it is
that's
fruit
fries. What I have smelled, yeah, something
yeah,
fruity, something.
Exactly.
I didn't mean that comment, of course. But I wondered in terms of compression, like high compression, and especially during the weather when, you know, people are going to need to use high-octane fuel in order to get that pickup on the freeway.
Yeah, this and does that.
So where it ranks is equal to?
Yes.
Regular high octane and low octane. Okay, that was my question. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Veronica.
Thanks, Veronica. Any other public testimony? Sue, please call the roll.
Adams.
Well, congratulations, Commissioner Leonard. Thank you, Jeff. Great work. Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Yeah, this is great work, and also it's great to have the first day of the implementation of the biodiesel standard. So I know it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
Good work.
Thank you.
Aye.
Item 1012.
Approve contract with Emeralds Towing and Recovery, LLC, District 2, for towing and storage of vehicles.
Sorry, I had to wait.
Hello. I'm Marion Gaylord, the towing coordinator for the city. And I think it's fairly self-explanatory. I'm really here to answer any questions that any of the commissioners would have.
This is a first reading. Any questions from the council? Anyone in the audience that would like to testify on item 1012? Thank you. Passes to second reading. That leaves us with the last item is for this morning is 1014, second reading only.
Amend contract with Davis Hibbets Midgetall for public opinion polling and research analysis.
Please call the roll.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
All right, we're adjourned until Thursday at 2 p.m. Boy.
All the members of the council, but you, to the legislative delegation.
First of all, I was aware of it. I declined to sign. First of all, I don't think there's been enough research about what it's all about. But secondly, I'm basically not supportive of weighing in on this matter.
I think it was
personally. You keep pointing at my consistency. No. I have the right to be inconsistent. No, this is this is an issue that, as I said, I think we just didn't have enough time to really gain an understanding of what the legislation is and what's going on. And I'm less inclined to want to put my name on it.
All right. Fair enough.
It wasn't an emergency ordinance, so there's always two.
Last week, this one's getting three, though.
Which isn't unusual, by the way.
Okay.
Technically, there are three different hearings because today I amended it.
Oh, okay.
And when you amended it, there's a substantive change. You have to move it to another reading. So that's technically what happened. I agreed to allow testimony to Tom and Dan. I hadn't talked to people. I said, well, I have. Well, will you allow testimony in the second reading?
Was that testimony solicited, or?
Well, that's for you guys.
Well,
speculate about. I've gone about as far as I probably should, it's predictable. I mean, I understand that they don't like it, and I understand that they're unhappy. But frankly, we tried to work cooperatively. As Sam has pointed out a number of times, this many miles with them, they've blown it off, and. It's on balance. Their interest in selling paint unabated to anybody they want does not outweigh the interest of the businesses who are defaced and the homeowners' cars and the homes.